This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands of people gathered in central Moscow today to rally in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, answering his call for nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin's rule. Demonstrators gathered at Moscow's central Pushkin Square and nearby streets, despite a heavy police presence and detentions, holding signs that read, "Russia will be free," and chanting, "Putin is a thief." Some then marched towards the Kremlin, while others blocked the Russian capital's main thoroughfare. Navalny called on his allies to take to the streets after he was detained in a Moscow airport last weekend. He was arrested moments after arriving from Germany, where he had flown in August to recover from a near-fatal poisoning with a Soviet-designed nerve agent. Police detained hundreds of people in cities in the Far East and Siberia earlier Saturday, where demonstrators braved icy temperatures and official warnings, and at least 2,000 of Navalny's supporters gathered in Russia's second city of St. Petersburg. This week, Navalny released a video investigation alleging that Putin was the owner of a palatial property on the Black Sea worth more than $1 billion. The video report has been viewed more than 66 million times. Thousands of Hong Kong residents are locked down in an unprecedented move to contain a worsening coronavirus outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain a fresh wave of the coronavirus since November, and over 4,300 cases in the last 2 months have made up nearly 40% of the city's total. Coronavirus infections in a working-class neighborhood with old buildings and subdivided flats made up about half of the city's new cases